Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another night in the Red Room. This is your host, Shelly L. Brooks, with the amazing crew. Slinging the door open to the Red Room, we have our co-host, the producer, Samaj James. We have Kyle Lorenzo, Roderick Dunston, and LaToya Carter Q, who can't be with us tonight, but she still is in the Red Room in spirit. So tonight, we're going to just kind of take the celebration of Independence Day to a personal level, to celebrate our personal independence. But before we get into the show, I just want, you know, everybody to kind of, your Independence Day celebration. What kind of celebration did you have? What did you do? And whose life did you touch with some independence celebration?
Wow. I touched my life because I ain't do nothing yesterday. I ain't going to lie to you. I just relaxed, cooked out on the grill, made me and my son a big old steak, some potato salad. My potato salad was off the hook, too. I got to give myself a pat on the back.
I should have been with you then. Damn.
My potato salad was off the hook. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just did, you know,
you
nice relaxing.
Potato salad.
Potato salad, man. It was off the
potato
hook.
With an L. Got you.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it was off the hook, man. I did nothing, you know. Then, of course, we actually, because where I live at, I can just walk down the street and see the fireworks from the National Harbor because, you know, MGM had the fireworks. So I really had to go to work.
So that's what's who doing those. Yeah, I went to I ended up going to my uncle's house because we're trying to do a monthly family gathering, so we started it yesterday. So I did that, mm-hmm. Then I went home and showered and got fresh, and then I went to a friend's house. He went to Italy today for a week,
okay.
So I had to go see some friends off. And then I went to another friend's house out in Virginia, and it just went left from there. It was just complete litness. Like, I don't even know what happened. I know I made it home. And I made it to work. And I got my car on the road today. James is back mobile. He's driving again, thank God. And I sobered up around 3 o'clock. So, let's just say I had a good day.
You said sober around about 3 o'clock. That's a good one.
About 3 o'clock. Maybe 3:30. I had to wait for a client to come in. So, it was good, though. And I saw like 6 different fireworks shows. Like I saw the one at the monument. My friend lives in Southwest, so his balcony faces like Capitol Hill. So I saw one at the monument. I saw one somewhere in Northeast, I think. Another one somewhere else, and then one right across the street with little hood rats, of course. But you know, it is what it is. You know?
Those are the best ones sometimes.
The hood rat
court. Right.
Yeah,
man, they had
hood rat fireworks.
Hood rat fireworks.
What is hood rat fireworks?
The ones that go pop. They go pop, pop, pop. They make a beat.
The ones they
pop. Stop.
They just go pop.
Like,
they don't go boom.
They go snap, crackle,
they
pop.
Sound like a gunshot. Pop.
Oh, the gunshots. Oh, my God. I might even start on that one.
I heard a few gunshots.
Oh, you know you did. Shoot, if I was back in the country, if I was back in North Carolina, I know I would hear a lot more gunshots. But, you know.
Oh, of course.
My fourth, I just hung out with friends. It was actually a very last-minute thing. I was here chilling at the house and just got an invitation like, hey, it was kind of like a potluck, just bring something. So it was nice. You know, we hung out over there, played cards, shot some pool. So that was fun. And then I was actually back here before dark, and I was laying in the bed and watching a movie, and the movie was bored, and I cut it off, and I listened to people, my neighbors firing their fireworks all night, and that put me to sleep.
I forgot you are in D.C.,
wow.
So it's legal for them to do it, so.
Yes, and they have been, like, even today, there are still, like, the little huts where they sell the fireworks. They're, like, doing the sales now. they've been selling them things. And then what made me mad was I went outside this morning, and, of course, they didn't do their fireworks and clean up the mess. They left all of the stuff there on the ground. So now it looks really bad in my neighborhood. So it was
that was
my weekend.
Yeah, there's a lot in my street, too. And I live in Clinton. And my neighbor started on Sunday. So first I thought my stepfather was upstairs walking around all heavy and stuff. So they kept going on. And next thing you know, the house shook. I was like, what the shit is that? Somebody had like an EP, firework bomb, whatever you call it. I don't know. But my house shook. And I live in the basement, an underground basement. So if I felt that thing shake, that thing must have been serious. I don't know what happened. I thought we were under attack.
They had the mega blaster.
He said they fell out of my house. Oh, I would be scared too. You live in Clinton, so that means you close to you know, Andrew. So I was like, I'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'd be like, oh, oh
live,
shit, what's going on?
The runway is actually like right behind my house. Like,
oh,
the
wow.
plane fly right across, right down my street. So, but I've been over
so
there
did
for
you
30
have
years,
that experience?
So.
Did you have that? Oh damn, what did Trump do? Experience? Did you have that feeling? Like,
child.
Really? Oh damn, what has he done?
I sat in the basement with my James and my Corona, and mind my business.
I'm telling you, it's getting serious what he's doing.
Exactly.
Are you gonna piss somebody off? I already know.
Man, you got an what did Trump do every day feeling. So, I mean, come on now. That's an everyday feeling now.
Yeah,
so.
That is true. Yeah. It almost like you don't even get alarmed or excited in a panic kind of way because it's like, well, I should have expected this kind of feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I understand that. Yeah,
well, strong.
I work.
Oh, that's why y'all don't close on the 4.
Yeah, we closed. We didn't close. I did get off early, so I had.
Oh, you have made some change.
Yeah, I mean, I made some change. That's true. It was pretty chill, you know. Everybody was you know, having a good time. I just, you know, got to sit and watch people enjoy their libations and you know, have a good time. And then I left work and got together with my daughter and my grandson and my nephew who came from down the road, down to Calio, came back up here, and we went
down
out to eat. Down the way, yeah. He came back from down the way.
Down
I
the way.
He came up here
down
and he's like, I need to move. I love down the way, but I need to move up here. I was like, sometimes you got to get away from down the way.
Oh,
but,
yeah, definitely.
We went out to eat. And I'm probably the most unluckiest person, and I use the word luck loosely, but I must be the most unluckiest person when it comes to going out to eat. Because I can go to Wendy's and order a burger, nothing special. And I drive off and get home, and I open up my bag, and it's a pizza on the inside. Like, how do I never get what I asked for? How? So the whole dinner experience was supposed to be timed so I could get back and go to this building in Crystal City. It was a rooftop where I could see the fireworks from the monument, from the harbor, and off from the distance on a really good night, which last night was a pretty good night, I could see the fireworks from the Baltimore Harbor. Needless to say, the experience was so bad that the food that they brought me, they asked me to box it up and take with me. Please,
wow.
Eat it. But I'm going to make you a whole new meal and comp everything on your check. So I left hungry.
Damn, I should have done with you too.
What restaurant is that?
I mean,
right.
I mean, it was like, it was absolutely horrible. And, you know, my server life is a critic. But this was, like, beyond anything that I had experienced. And I was like, okay, I'm not even going to stress about it. I'm not even going to go into that whole I'm really, really angry place. I'm just like, I just wanted to eat, and I did. So can you just, like, take this off? So it took forever to get that process done. So we leave, get to the location where we're supposed to go to the rooftop, and it's a short walk to get to the building, and the sky opens up and it pours down rain. I'm like, okay.
It rained last night? Wow.
It rained. Yes, it rained. So now I have no umbrella. We're all standing at the curb getting ready to quit. We wait. Okay. Finally, the rain slows down. We make a mad dash for the intersection, across the street, get into the building, get to the rooftop. And as we enter the door to get to the rooftop, it's a lot of people coming down.
What?
I'm like, so it's, they're leaving. They're leaving. It's over. It's over.
Aww.
All I saw was off in the distance, a few sparkles in the sky. So thanks to the horrible service I had at a restaurant last night, I missed the fireworks. I wasn't happy, but I said, okay, I guess that means that I got to make my own 4th of July fireworks.
What restaurant is that? So I can make a Yelp review.
Yeah, I mean, what restaurant is that? So I won't go to it.
It was a chain restaurant, and I so try to stay away from chain restaurants. I really do. But it was Longhorn. It was Longhorn.
Oh, Lord. Which one? I ain't been Longhorn, Lord, no.
I said I haven't been to Longhorn in a while, but I love it. Physically, you know, I've never had any problems there.
And I had been there twice before and never had any problems. So I was like, okay, this is not a bad pick. Be okay. Nope, I wasn't.
Wow.
Well, at least you didn't have to walk up in the kitchen like I did.
You walked in the kitchen? Oh, Lord.
I went to this restaurant. It's been 2 years ago now, because right after I moved back home, my mom's high school friend plays in a band called The Exclusives. So we're going to go see them play at this place out in Bowie off of 450. And long story short, I asked for the manager like 12 times. An hour and a half goes by. My aunt still doesn't have her food. It was just horrible. So I got up and I walked in the kitchen and pulled the manager out and said, look, you need to come manage a restaurant because all of your customers are looking for you. Your restaurant is going into complete shit, and you need to get your shit together.
Damn.
So I go back to the table. My mom says, where did you go? I thought you went to the bathroom. So now I was in the kitchen. She said, James. I said, what? Did you think I was playing? I don't play that. I'm sorry. And I've never done that before. Like, I was so pissed off that night. Blame the Jameson. But I was really pissed off. Like, it was just horrible. So, yeah, I did. I can get to that point sometimes. But I'm really a nice guy for all our listeners, just so you know.
You're really a nice guy, y'all.
I ain't never go back in the kitchen. You're a bad man if you go back in the kitchen.
I complain, but I ain't never been back.
It's just hard because being in the industry, like, some things are understandable being in the industry. So I get certain things, but, and then on top of that, our server was promoted to a server the day before from a busboy. So his very first table was a party of nine. Mind you, myself, my mom are both in the business. My play mother, she's a former club owner. So we're all in the industry. And my aunt is a traveling wine guy. So, like, we're all in the industry, so we understand things happen, but you would think, you know, it was just horrible. Oh, Lord. But anyway, I think we should go ahead and get this show started. So give them a taste of what they're going to get next week.
What, I know that's how I go to eat. I'm taking James with me. Make sure my food is right. It's going to be right. James, so that ain't right,
so
man.
James,
go back there and have that.
So, James,
I'm
you go back to the kitchen
no
and now get it all free.
Yo, I'm taking Shelly, get hers free, too. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no money.
And we got
to get your food right.
And they didn't bring the food up right. So, we got two free meals.
Wow.
And gave us back the wrong change. So, we came out on top.
Well, I'm so glad when y'all came to my dime to donate that you didn't have any trouble, Shelly. So, I was just saying.
Oh, I didn't. Everything was great. I had no problems at all. I really enjoyed the food. The conversation was great. That's a place I have to go back to again, and I won't have to go in the kitchen. I won't have to call tomorrow to come back in the kitchen. I need to make sure I definitely had the money to pay for what I ordered because I won't have a reason to get it for free.
All right.
Let's get into the topic. We're going to talk about what aspects of your life are you independent from, and I think this is one that, you know, it's a soul searching kind of thing, and it's something that you might have to. It was really good for me because I had to take a look at things in my life and say, "Wow, I'm independent from that." So it's really like a celebration of seeing things that used to be part of who you are that aren't anymore, and a reason to celebrate those things. Because when we move past something, sometimes we just see it as, well, you know what, I've moved past that, it's over, it's done with. But I think we have to celebrate those things that we move past, just so we know, I don't want to go back to anything. You know, a person, a place, a thing, your thoughts, your changes, a lifestyle, or anything personal that you can celebrate. So tonight's show, I want us to celebrate whether it's separation, self-determination, some form of sovereignty, freedom, or liberty in our lives. So let's just kind of share what it is that we found independence from. Who wants to go first? And it could be something little.
So for me, I've always been a little, I've always been independent. Like, that's just my mindset, and I get it from my mom. But I think my biggest step of independency was when I moved to Atlanta. I had never lived away from home or away from family by myself. And it was a major growth period for me. Those 2 years that I was in Atlanta, one, I had to find my way around on my own, which I have no problem doing. GPS is my best friend. And y'all know I'm very social, so for me it was kind of easy to make friends and network and get to know people, find out where the hotspots were and stuff like that. I had to learn how to cope without being with my family. I think that was probably the hardest part. Like, I missed a lot in D.C. while I was away. And of course, as you know, I lost a lot of friends and family as well while I was there. So it's kind of hard for me to travel back and forth 600 plus miles away when, you know, somebody's in the hospital sick or somebody passes. So that part was like the hardest part for me. And I also had to figure stuff out on my own. Like, my car broke down. I had to figure out who I'm gonna call. Had to figure out who I could get some money from when I was running low, like stuff like that. But it was a very, very good experience. I think that was the biggest independent step in my life that I've ever taken.
Oh.
And I'd do it again.
Do it again?
That's so funny because we have very similar stories because that's actually what mine was going to be. I did the same thing pretty much right out of high school. I was going through a lot at home. I never really talk about, like, my parents or anything because we don't really have a relationship. But part of that is because, obviously, when they found out I was gay at a young age, they told me that they weren't going to support me going to college. And really, they didn't want anything to do with me. So as soon as I graduated high school, I was pretty much on my own. So I went to college for a semester. I hated it because I was still so close to home. And I left college and moved to Atlanta and just kind of did it on the whim, not knowing what was going to happen. And it was definitely a big learning lesson for me because I'm from such a small town. And to move to a city like that, and like you said, you have to figure it all out. When you're running low, it's like, and then you're so far away from home, it's like you don't have anybody to go to or to, you know, really even call on. So I learned a lot. I was there for about 2.5 years. And really, it was the catalyst for me being here and being where I am now, because even though I had to move back home for a while, the knowledge that I gained to be able to come here and become successful. So I would definitely say, like I said, in that aspect, we definitely have the same, you know, experience in that aspect.
Yeah, I guess everybody have their own independence of leaving home and doing their own thing on their own. I mean, for me, I think I had different levels or different experiences of independent. I think one of my strongest part about being independent or strongest part of being a self-driven person would probably be when I was down and out. The worst part of my life was having a stroke and having two strokes and having to learn how to rebuild myself up to learn how to not, you know, feel depressed and stuff like that. Because having a medical condition that you're so used to being the strong dude, the man, and coming out to make sure everything is taken care of, and to not even able to, you know, walk up and down the steps is a scary sight and a scary feeling. So I think my independence from going to rehab and working hard, because, I mean, my story is that, you know, when I had my stroke, I was unemployed. So all my rehab I had to do on my own, and with help from, you know, Hood on Phonics, friends that was nurse in the nursing field, being a basketball referee. I had a lot of people who was in the fitness training center, so having them come by and give me, you know, fitness training, exercise, carry me out to walk and stuff like that. And the independence of being able to do everything on my own without depending on friends and stuff, after you have a testimony or a feeling like that, is totally is a gratitude and grateful, you know, independent feeling, because you're not dependent on people. You're not dependent on people to have to carry you places, to do this for you, or, you know, I can't get upstairs. You know, I'm just trying to get upstairs and I'm breathing hard and all this stuff. So, I mean, that in life we have not only just our minor ones, but we have major independence. And I think in life we have a lot of stuff that goes on. There's not just one step, one independence at a time. You go through life where, you know, I was married, got divorced, you know, had to build, you know, build myself up from that. Then from divorce to having a stroke. So, I mean, our independence is important and strong. And as long as you have a lot of stuff, you know, self-pride in yourself, I think you can build and be independent and strong. You know, I'm not going to sit around singing no, you know, Beyonce song, because I ain't no independent, you know. But I am a strong-willed man, and we definitely know. So, you know, definitely feel like, you know, you build off on your own independence.
Wow.
Shelly.
That's powerful. Power to you guys too, because, you know, what you talked about is something huge, and I think each person has had, you know, their own sense of independence from different similar as well as different aspects in life. And I mean, I can attest to that too, the independence of going from, you know, the stay-at-home mom and, you know, money in a bank account where I could swipe my card and not even care about what the balance was, to having to, you know, work the steps to keep a roof over my head. That was a true sense of independence for me, because when I could pay a bill and not have to, you know, worry about where the money was coming from. That gave me a sense of independence. But aside from that, the one thing that came to mind to me first and foremost when, you know, we decided that this was the topic for tonight, and it's not just, you know, a person, place, or lifestyle or whatever. I've felt that sense of independence as well. But one of the things that I struggle with the most over the years is of focusing on someone I've lost. And for me, the biggest losses in my life have been, you know, my mom. I use the term to describe who she is, not what she was to me and who she was to me. But it was my stepmother. She did not give birth to me, but she raised me. That was the most devastating experience I had ever had in my life. And every holiday, every birthday, every death day, every special day that you give tribute to your mother, I focused on it. And I focused on her being gone instead of the memories that I had with her and what she gave to me and how she just poured everything in her for me to become the person that I am. And then it was, you know, after my mom, it was my brother, my 18-year-old brother, who died the same way my mother did in a car accident. And then the same weekend, 3 days apart, my biological mother died. I had two funerals in 1 week. And then later on in life, I had, 3 years later, I had my dad. So it's four people who, at certain times of the year, every time it was something that was to celebrate that person in your life, I focused on them being gone. This is the first year that I can honestly say that I didn't focus on that. I'm independent from focusing on their death and more focused on how they lived their life and what they gave to me in life. And that was something really big for me because I could feel a sense of sadness on birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, just days that you would think about that person because everybody else was thinking about their father. Everybody else was thinking about their mother, birthday or whatever. This is something that I focused on. Like, I erase from my mind each and every one of their death days. I don't want to ever remember when they died. I will always remember the day that they were born, but I don't ever want to remember the day that they were gone because, to me, they're never going to be gone. So that's one of the things that when I had to take a look at this and ask myself, what am I independent from, that was it was a thought. That I separated myself from that, and I can celebrate the liberty in knowing that I don't ever have to, and I won't ever focus on that day in their lives ever again. So for me, that was bigger than pretty much anything else that I could actually celebrate independence from. There's some people that are still living I probably could celebrate some independence from. You know, sometimes you got special folks.
That is true, though. You need to be independent from a lot of people that are living.
You got to
be free.
Exactly. And, you know, and sometimes you can do everything within your being to be that person for somebody else. Either it's reciprocal but not in the right way, or it's just not reciprocal at all. And you got to separate yourself from them. When you finally do, you have to celebrate that independence, that separation. So that was, that's probably how I would say the biggest for me was just not remembering that and being glad that there are some people that I have cut off.
Yep. I know I celebrated my divorce. Woo-woo.
You celebrated it. I celebrated mine. Oh. I celebrate. I don't even know. You know what? I don't even remember, which is really crazy, though. I don't remember the day that the judge said you are now divorced. remember the day that I knew my path was heading there. I remember that day.
Yep.
And that's
Man.
When I felt I couldn't tell you the day
you
just signed the paper.
I still got my divorce paper framed. I framed mine.
Did you have a divorce party?
No, I had everything because I partied the whole weekend. Because I went to PG County Courthouse. I think we went in the courthouse on a Thursday. She tried to go in and try to get some more money for me. Her dumb butt came in with two different tax returns. And the judge is looking at her like, are you stupid? Well, excuse me, not judge, administrator. And he's like, well, nah, Mr. Dunson, you ain't got to pay nothing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, boom, damn. I got out of there, walked out of there, got my paperwork. And I was like, call all my boys, like, yo, we're going out tonight. We're going somewhere. I don't care. I think we went to the fish market. We went down to Virginia. We was everywhere. I party like it was 1999.
What you know about the fish market?
Right.
What I know about fish market? If you anywhere in PG County, you know about the fish market. I'm telling you right now. If you go to the website, I guarantee you see my picture in there a couple of times.
you might know some of my aunts and uncles.
Quite sure.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a regular there, man. I used to walk. I walk in there, and they were like. They didn't have to ask me what I'm drinking. They either say your beer, your alcohol, or your wine. I say either or.
Hell, you might know my mother.
James, we probably ran into him at the fish market back in the day, and he ain't even know it.
Probably. You know what? You're probably right. I haven't been there since I was probably 23, so.
I haven't been there in a while.
We went to the fish market. You and I went to the fish market, what, a few years ago.
But that was during the daytime.
That
was before.
Though.
Yeah, that was before I came home, wasn't it? I mean, that's before I moved away.
Yeah, the fish market is the meat market, y'all. For those listeners, fish market in Clinton is the meat market. I ain't going to be scared. I ain't going to scare to say it. It's the meat market.
One of the other things that I know.
He don't know nothing about the Hideaway. That's all.
The Hideaway. I
don't
know about the Hideaway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to have a Hideaway night. But you know what?
Talking about the
places was the moving away and adjusting to. I mean, I did that way back in the day, and it's so long ago that it's like I probably didn't even find a reason to celebrate it, but it was almost like I felt, well, I guess I did celebrate it because, like, when you move from the country, from down the road to the city, and then you find a place that you're comfortable, and then you move someplace else, that's a huge transition. But I stayed in PG County for so many years that I could not imagine moving away from PG County. Like, when I moved out of my house, I moved down the street from my house. And I think I used my son as a reason for my excuse of not wanting to step outside of what I had known. But then in the last year and a half, I moved to another state. Now, it's just right across the bridge, but moving from Maryland into Virginia, for me, was like, I like it out here, but I don't know if I can live out here. But when I finally did it and I settled in and I got comfortable and I realized that it was a major step for me. It was major for me. Because for me not to be able to just be 10 minutes away from all of my friends and the places that I was familiar with and being someplace totally foreign where there's no one I can call and say, hey, let's go grab something to eat, and they're 10 minutes away. That was a huge transition for me. So I think that's another thing that I can say that, you know, I want to celebrate the freedom from being stuck inside of that box that I felt I couldn't move away from. which I did, and I'm happy that I did. Now, I'm not happy that I don't get across the bridge that much, but I'm happy that I stepped outside of that box, which I still need to do more of, and I will, but that is one of the things that I did that I'm happy about. I know y'all have more than one. Somebody got to give me something other than give me a person, a place. You did places. Give me
I have another one.
Behaviors.
I have another one that was good for me. So my first four apartments, I always had roommates. Last New Year's Day, actually, is when I moved into my very own apartment by myself. The first couple of days were, like, kind of weird because I'm not used to being in a house where nobody else is there. And so, like, the silence kind of killed me sometimes. But after about a week or so, and I started getting my house together, and my mom helped me decorate and paint. She furnished the entire place. God bless her heart. It was good. So I was making decent money. I was paying my bills. I had the full package on Comcast. I thought I was the shit. I had the security cameras. I had the whole shebang. The full package, and that shit ain't cheap.
Nope. Not at
but
all.
That was another big step of independence for me as well. Like, to live on my own completely, follow my own rules, don't have to worry about cleaning up behind people, don't have to worry about waking people up. I can have who I want over when I want. I didn't hoe out, though. I didn't. Well, let me take that back. I think I might have hoed out two or three times, but It was just good to be in my own space and do what I want. I took my medication when I wanted to. Y'all know what that means. And watched TV. Just did the whole shebang. Like, it was awesome. But unfortunately, I had to go back home to my mom's house because my building caught on fire. My apartment was fine. But, you know, it was a really good experience just to have that peace of mind that I'm in my own space. And my friends came over and stayed. Two of my best friends had keys, so they would just pop in whenever they wanted to. Thankfully, I wasn't in the act when they popped in. It was just great, you know? It was a really good experience for me.
That was good.
That's something definitely to celebrate, though.
Oh, definitely.
Anybody got a person?
Person be in it. I told you my person out there. My ex. I already told you that. I was happy to get rid of her. Woo, Lord, I'm rushing. man, I'm telling you, man.
Ooh.
I had an emancipation party.
Emancipation party.
It was called, my party was called the Emancipation of Shelley. And that was my party. And I had it at the Half Note in Bowie. I had the VIP section. Champagne. Oh, yes. Trust me. I don't remember when it was. Like I said, I don't remember the date, the month, whenever. But I think it was, I don't know. I don't even remember. But I just know it was a party. And the crazy part about it was his family showed up at my party.
They probably that's the crazy part about that stuff because I'm still friends with some of her family members now. They love me to death. So I mean, it's like crazy that you celebrating that you're getting away from them, but you know, and the family came, and I'm sure you had a party, especially at Half Notes. Oh my God, man, they party there, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I can tell you who the band was. It was Secret Society.
Oh, yeah. You party hard.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You party hard. You're there.
Who cooking dinner? Who cooking dinner? Somebody cooking dinner. I hear pots rattling.
Somebody cooking dinner. Ain't me.
Somebody got some greens, beans, taters, hog.
You name it. You made it. No, it ain't.
I have my Tupperware bowl in my trunk. I had my tug of war bowl in my trunk.
Time out. He said tug of war bowl in the trunk.
I have my car back, so I am on the way.
Man, I got. He said Tupperware bowl, man. You know you got to have the styrofoam stuff, man. You just buy the styrofoam containers from Sam Club, Costco or something. Keeping it in the back of your car, man. Keeping it in the back of your car, man.
He ain't buying no styrofoam, because if you put styrofoam in the microwave, it'll shrink all up and mess your food up. He said no. Thank you, Bougie, for that.
But then the Tupperware I can reuse.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, you can always just. Oh, Lord.
You'll put the
potato salad
in the styrofoam.
But if, man, I'm telling you what. That potato salad I made yesterday was off the hook, man. I gotta slap myself for that. Woo, Lord have mercy.
What?
Go ahead and slap yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm a potato salad critic. So I'm gonna have to make some more.
Man, I don't know what got a hold of me, but man, oof, I made some yesterday
Are you celebrating the independence from not being a culinary expert to now being one? Sounds like to me.
Oh no, see, No. I can cook. I wasn't an expert at potato salad, but I think I am now. I think I done made it enough. Because, you know, after a while, you keep trying to be like your mama, but you don't get it just right. But I think I'm close to it if I ain't got it by now. Wait till I go home. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Family reunion coming up in August.
Okay.
Let Constance know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're going to see.
All right. Anybody have anything else they want to celebrate? Anybody got a person?
Yep.
Mm.
My ex Lucky.
Your ex Lucky.
My ex Lucky. The second boyfriend that I lived with, his crazy ass. Love him to death at the moment. But God, thank you for delivering me from evil. Ooh, shout out. Thank you, Jesus. Coming in a Hyundai. Yes.
That's
get away from that thing, child.
Oh, my God.
Honestly speaking, I don't know where he is till this very day. Once we separated, he went to Norfolk, my brother, for a little while. And then after that, last thing I heard, he was locked up. And then about three years ago, I think I was still in Atlanta, he made a post, reposted something that took a picture of us from a long time ago. So I thought this is the one I was going to marry. I deleted it, untagged myself so damn quick. I said, no. No, sir. I ain't reliving that one. No. Talk about the breadwinner.
Like, I ain't going to be able to do it.
Child, I fed that man. I claimed him on my taxes. I clothed him. It was just, ooh, Lord.
Damn.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That's my friend. You can't claim him. I said, why can't I? And I sure enough did. That $5,000 that came back that year was lovely. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. So that sounds like a serious celebration for real. All
right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
I got one that I'm gonna hopefully celebrate. I'm working on the celebration for that one, but that's to come.
You working on one?
I'm working on a celebration. Yes.
Okay.
I'm working on the celebration.
I was going to ask a question, but I'm going to let that one ride.
You know, I'm transparent. I don't have a problem telling. I'm open about my faults, my mistakes, my. I don't call them. They're not a false mistake, but sometimes not the best decisions, but they're always with an open wholeheartedly intent. It doesn't always come across that way. I'm that person who wants to help. I'm working on separating myself from somebody that I can't help. No matter how much I want to try, I can't help. Can't help you if you're not trying to help yourself. But you run to me every time you need some help. I'm working on separating myself from that, and I'm going to celebrate that soon. So one of my upcoming celebrations of independence will be separating myself from people that need me to help them, but they're not helping themselves. One that I'm working on. So I'm going to refer them to y'all instead of me.
Don't refer to me. If you ain't helping them, I ain't helping them.
I'll be like, look at this person that you could call. I'm telling you, they may be able to help you, but right now, I just can't. So,
and you want their feelings hurt? They call me. They want to. I'm like, well, who the hell?
Right. So, are you talking to Shelly? You talked to Shelly and she couldn't help you? Look, this is what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to call you right back, okay? This is that when you know somebody not going to call you back, what they say. I'm going to call you right back. Not just right back. I'm going to call you right back.
I've heard that so many times.
You ain't calling.
I'm
going to
call you right back.
Never.
All right? No, you know, they. No.
Never, ever. Don't you ever come around here. Ever.
Get your shit and get out.
Ain't nobody got time for that. And I don't.
Nope.
So we decided we're going to do the show for 1 hour tonight, because we got so much that we're doing. I just want to say, I don't even know if anybody has any idea in your mind how excited I am for next week, Monday night.
I'm like Monday night.
It's like, I don't know if I'm more excited about the first Monday night football game of the season, not preseason, but the season, than I am about Monday night. Coming to the Red Room, the very first live recorded show that we're going to do.
Close and personal.
It's going to be huge. Up close and personal. I know, you know, our listeners hear us. They have no idea what we look like. Have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and then you kind of meet them in person and you're like, you look nothing like I thought you would. In a bad way, and then they meet you, and it's like, wow, I didn't expect you to look like that. Okay.
Catfish,
exactly. So I just want to let everybody know what you have to look forward to for next Monday night.
Yeah, all y'all single ladies out there, I'm 5'5". 225 pounds.
No,
I'm playing.
Seriously, Rob.
I'm joking.
They
man.
Ain't trying to
say
some more.
Nah.
I'm just saying. We know. If you have not been to the Red Room Radio Facebook page, then, you know, you might not know who we are. But we're going to reveal our true selves on camera. So, y'all get ready. We're going to have the reception, cocktail reception with, you know, light hors d'oeuvres to start from 6 until about 7:45. So show up anytime between 6 and 5, mingle, meet and greet, talk to us, have some laughs, because I'm telling you, we y'all, if you listen to the shows, we know we want to keep you laughing, but we want to be serious at the same time. So at 8 o'clock, we are going to go live from the Red Room Radio Facebook page. Our show will be live. We're only going to do a one-hour show that night at 9 o'clock. Everyone that is there will be able to have dinner with us. We're going to have food, wine, libations. Samaj will not be the bartender for the night, even though we know that he can be, but we are not going to allow him to be the bartender.
Because everybody's going to be drunk.
Everybody getting tipsy. But it's just going to be a fun event. We have giveaways. We have some of our former co-hosts are going to join us to celebrate the 4 years that we've been doing the show. And it's just going to be fun. I mean, that's what we want it to be about. But we want you to not just hear us. We want you to see the faces behind the voices that come to you every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And just know that we don't behind the microphone. We want you to see who we are and that, you know, we're real. Because if we can get naked in the red room and do a show about that, we want you to see who those people are. So I'm excited. We have a couple of people who are sponsoring, donating things to the show, and it's all about us making sure that we can continue to bring you the best show that we possibly can. We also want you to give us ideas for upcoming topics, because it's not just what we want to talk about, it's what you want to talk about too, because that's what the Red Room is about. So are you guys excited?
Yep,
excited?
Yep. Red Room,
I am
Red
ready.
Cup. Let's have fun.
I got my naked outfit ready. I'm excited.
Naked outfit.
My naked
I'm giving classes on parking lot pimping. Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Why are you just going to keep the class on parking lot pimping? See, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody needs to know that.
Park lot
pimping. You got to know what you should do and shouldn't do.
I'm getting you a special $9.99, you know.
$9.99, that's cheap. You got to go like $20.99.
$49. All right.
Yeah, because, see, you got to make them pay, because if they really want to know the truth, they're going to have to pay for the real real.
Yeah, they got to pay for the park lot.
What do you lie?
That's hot. Everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do it.
Mm-hmm. See, Roger, what you're going to do is you're going to show them how that $49.95, that one-time payment of $49.95, will save them from having to spend the money to go inside the club.
You know what I'm saying?
That $49.95, one time. If you go to the club 4 times out of a week and spend $15, $20, that one class. Save you money.
And I guarantee you have you a decent woman. I don't know about a bad woman, but I guarantee you have you a woman. Hey!
Sometimes something is better than nothing.
I can't guarantee you what you're going to get, but you're going to get something. That's going to be the decision.
Take it for what it is.
There is no guarantee
when they come,
woman that you will receive when you leave the parking lot. But we can guarantee
exactly.
you that you will leave the parking lot with a woman.
Yes, sir. And I ain't going to tell you now. They might be intoxicated when you get them, but hey, you know what to do.
Then wake up to them in the morning but like, what the fuck did I do last night?
But like, damn,
he'll even have in his class a disclaimer that you can print out and have in your back pocket when you get that one. Make a sign that disclaimer.
Man,
if you're saying yes when you... Go ahead.
Man, I agree and say I got more than a disclaimer. I'm going to have a laminate machine there because what I'm going to do is laminate a pocket-sized certificate for you. Say that you passed your parking lot preference class. So, you know.
So when you go to the club...
You can have it with you. You can pull it out like, bam! You know what I'm saying? Bam! Like that, you know? I'm just saying, y'all. I'm trying to get everybody, you know, up to par, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get you up to par, man. You having trouble finding that one?
A laminated certificate.
Laminated. It'll be laminated pocket size certificate. Get it right. Laminated pocket size.
that.
So you put in your wallet. So you put in your wallet. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Put it in the pocket.
Put it in the pocket.
Put it in the pocket.
To the window. To the wall.
To the wall.
Oh,
the, so the sweat dropped down my...
Oh, ski, ski,
oh my
ski,
God!
Get low.
Ooh. Ooh.
Get low is not the
word. I'm telling you, I don't think anybody is really ready for next week. It's
nope.
Just gonna be a live party. That's exactly what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a live party. It's gonna be a live anniversary party. That I think once you show up, you is going to be waiting on Monday night. Hey, what are they going to be talking about this week? So they know they're going to get some laughs. Because as serious as we are, I mean, we talked about so much stuff tonight that's, like, really serious. But then we laugh at the same time. And that's just...
They ain't ready. They ain't ready.
They ain't ready.
They ain't ready. They ain't ready. We shall see, though. They ain't ready.
Uh-huh. If they don't know, now they know.
Get them,
all
baby.
Right, y'all.
If you didn't know, then now you know.
Get them, Biggie.
If you didn't know, if you don't know, then now you know. Trigger.
Biggie, smile in the house. Go ahead, Biggie. Go ahead, Biggie.
Y'all crazy. All right, so because
I'm
we kept the show down to an hour tonight, I hope the listeners are, you know, seems like everybody was a little quiet, and that's okay, too, because sometimes we just want to listen. It's all good. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Monday, July 10th, in Arlington, Virginia, at the Crystal Plaza Club Room, you will see the Red Room crew live. You will join us. Have a great time. Parking is free. The event is free. For everyone who has RSVP, we will provide you parking information. And then just come and join us and have a great time. We just want to make it a memorable experience. And, I mean, we're celebrating over the last 4 years with, you know, the thousands of listeners that we've had, and it's just part of celebrating that with our listeners. So.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
I might have to see if Roger can make the potato salad. Do you call it potato salad or a tater salad? Because he's down in the country. We don't
tater
call
salad,
it
potato. Girl. Tater salad. I'm going to grab some tater salad, you know,
mama put
and
this in there one today.
And it's yellow, too, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's a yellow tater salad with the mustard and stuff, you know what I'm saying? The good stuff.
Oh, that's the country tater salad. See, I make that bougie potato salad where it ain't no yellow in it.
It's,
I graduated.
It's white.
My kids said, mine is not potato salad anymore. Mine is potato salad.
Oh, it's white.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
It is. I know how to make the yellow potato salad, but I made the white potato salad for my kids, and now they don't want to go back to the country. It's like, okay, so can I make the other kind? No.
Oh, well.
I had both,
so it's all good. It's all good.
All right. You bring your tater salad, and I'll bring my potato salad.
It's on.
How about we have
tater salad?
How about we have a show day?
Salad.
All right.
Get it salad.
James, Marge, the man with the playing. You want to close us out for tonight?
Everybody, we look forward to seeing you on Monday, July 10th, promptly at 6 p.m. for the cocktail reception. The show will start at 8 o'clock per usual. Keep an eye on our Facebook page, The Reverend Radio, for details and flyers. also make sure you look at author Shelly L. Brooks' Facebook page, Samaj Brandon LLC, Roderick Dunstan, the Toya Carter Q author, Ty Lorenzo, Instagram, all that good stuff. The flyers are going out. Text messages are going out. We will see you on Monday at 6 p.m. in Crystal City, Virginia, at Crystal Plaza. Any questions, please feel free to send us an email, info@thereverendradio.com. Let me slow down. info@thereverendradio.com. And make sure you bring some topic ideas that have interest to you that we might not have discussed. We could possibly go over some past shows just for a good laugh. It's just going to be a great time. And yeah, I know we love cocktails in the Red Room. So
yeah,
we'll see
yeah.
you then.
Yeah. Bring a friend
and
tell a friend to bring a friend.
Promptly. Indeed.
Promptly.
Yeah.
Don't be on. Well,
everybody.
Don't be
on
late people time. See, I wasn't even going to go
time.
There. I just said late people time. I wasn't going
nah.
there. I was just saying late people time.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to go there. Don't be on CP time. So, in other words, if it started at 6, be there at 5.
Maybe we should tell them 4 if they're by 6:30.
Yeah, because if you tell them 4, they'll be there by 6:30, maybe. But either way,
and you don't need your Tupperware. You don't need lawn chairs. You don't need Tupperware. You don't need an umbrella. You don't need a sunscreen. Just
you know somebody
come casually.
You know somebody gonna bring their own
casual.
Laundry. You know somebody
and
gonna bring their own
casual attire. I just want everybody to know you do not have to dress up. It's casual attire. We don't do nothing when we do the dress up formal semi formal event. We'll let you know. But this is all casual. So however you show up. Don't come in pajamas, please. But anything other than the pajamas, because, you know, people do wear pajamas out in the street now.
That's a style, though, man.
If you come to this thing in pajamas, it better be some lingerie, and it better be cute. It better not be from Target.
And you better be able to wear it. That's what I'm saying. Because believe me, I'm going to talk about you if you don't know how to wear it. You will be on the show.
I'm going to park my class.
If you park a lot of pills someone that came in lingerie and can't wear it right, you graduate, man. You ahead of me, man. I'm going to say this. Woo, Lord have mercy.
Oh, Lord.
And we are in Crystal City, so we park a lot of pills in Crystal City, man. That's an upgrade, all right? You know, that ain't no
oh,
–
wait.
Ain't no...
I forgot. I can't pimp it.
Right.
I do not mess with Arlington County Police. Nope. Take that back. I can't pimp next
Park
week.
Lot.
Nope. Arlington County looking
but
at
I
me.
Am, but I am giving classes, though. $49.99.
$49.99. One time low rate.
With a pocket size certificate.
And we'll even throw them in at refresher course. Throw them refresher courses.
I'll throw you a refresher course in tomorrow night. See? We meet up, see.
That's a whole nother
story. All right, guys, we got work to do tonight. We got a Red Room After Dark call after the show just to finalize some details. We're going to eventually let you guys in on our Red Room After Dark conversations because sometimes these shows are so intense that we have to just kind of come down off of the conversation. And we may open up just a little bit of what happens after we get off of the show just so you can
they ain't ready.
Some of it is.
They ain't ready.
We'll ease them into it then. We'll give them a teaser and then see
All right. How
many people listen to the Red Room After Dark conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Everybody, we so enjoy you tuning in for the show tonight. All of our co-hosts, we got work to do so that we can bring you the best possible anniversary show ever. And we will see you next live in living color.
Live.
Monday night.
In living color.
In my naked
starting.
She's in naked status.
Lord, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine how he's going to show up. I don't even know. I don't even know if we're ready.
You never know.
But however it is, the show will go.
Yo, you might have one of those, one of them see-through jumpers, man. There you go.
A romper.
I said jumper. I ain't say no romper, man. I ain't say no romper. I said jumper. I said jumper.
I'm gonna get a lace romper. They the same thing.
Oh,
thing.
Lord.
You said jumper. He said romper.
Oh,
they
Lord.
The same thing.
Okay, if he shows up, I'm gonna be dressed in a muumuu. So I just need to make sure that.
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
She said muumuu. Oh, Lord. Mm.
I'm gonna show up in a muumuu.
Gentlemen, did you see her in a muumuu with some red bottoms on? Woo, Lord have mercy.
Now that spices it up though.
Woo, Lord
red bottoms and make the muumuu look like everything.
Right.
That's all I'm gonna say, gentlemen. That's all I'm gonna say. Damn. Woo, Lord have mercy. Woo. I'm fanning myself over here, y'all.
Oh
my Lord. Woo.
See,
that's
Robert,
that that man
hot leg. So if I wear the shoes
are
gonna be
oh,
on
my
point.
Lord. Oh Lord, mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord,
and you know I love the red.
Oh, hey, you know I love red. Kappa, mm-hmm. Red is all my color, babe, in everything I do,
mm-hmm.
Ladies.
Yep,
ladies. Oh,
y'all pay attention, ladies. She already told y'all. Y'all got me.
They ain't
all right, everybody. They don't send me, though.
They ain't listening.
All right, y'all. We got work to do. All
right.
We will see you on Monday.
Bye.
Good
hey,
night, everybody.
Guys.
All right, John Boy.
I'm
very
early for tonight. Good night, John Boy.
All right.
Guys. Uh-oh.
Good
night.
Deuces.
Good night. See y'all later in the red room.
The red room.